Hello and welcome to Knitting Shop Live, the podcast recorded live and unscripted by your favorite knitting gals. We are your hosts, Brianna
Kathy
and Natalie.
and a huge thanks to our listeners for joining us tonight. So today is episode 186, and we are going to be talking about comics. So now it's time to grab your project or drink or go on that walk and tune in because we're about to get started. Well, hello, you guys. Should we start with what's on our needles?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, do I have to go first? Because we're reverse order today.
If you'd like.
I can. I don't have anything actively on my needles right now because I'm actively cooking dinner while I'm chatting with you ladies tonight. I'll tell you later. I'll tell you what I'm making later. But I have been working a lot on my Moby sweater body. I am so close to being done. I tried it on Chris. I need one more cable and then we're good to start ribbing. And then I'm honestly violent and this sweater will get done. And then on the other side of things, I am also working on my crochet sampler blanket because we're gearing up for class this weekend. And the Daisy Crochet baby blanket because that class is starting soon too. So that's what I've been working away on over here. How about you, Kathy?
Projects.
Lots to do. Well, okay, so we're at that in-between space here because I will be looking forward to the next crochet samplers pattern, and I'm in the Daisy class. So I am working on a pair of socks. These are for Ed, and I love to do socks, but I do all of them like the ankle socks, the cuff, just the no-show socks, because you're half done before you start. But I did ask for a pair of socks that has the traditional 6-inch cuff on it. So there's a lot of knitting on that, but I'm enjoying them. Socks are always a good in between. That's my needles.
Nice. All right. And I have a few projects in front of me. Right now I'm knitting a gauge swatch for no particular reason. But I will tell you, this weekend I was trying to finish up our winter class projects. I'm still working on the Moby, but my goal was to finish our sampler pillow, and I was playing some serious yarn chicken, and I have a one row and bind off, and I ran out of yarn. And so now there's not really a way for me to go back because I like got everything as small as I could. So like I can't take out anymore to finish what I have. So unfortunately, I have to open another ball and do a row and bind off. But fortunately, it's one of the colors in my sampler blanket. So it shouldn't be that big of a deal. I'll be able to use the rest of that ball of yarn. But that's what I've been working on the last couple of days.
Perfect.
Oh, fun stuff.
I was gonna say, I would have done like a red. Well, I don't know what color the pillow is. What color yarn are you working with?
So the pillow is the Dove Gray in the Vintage Chunky. And like I said, it's one of the colors in my blanket. I think in hindsight, maybe I should have done the border of my pillow a different color so I didn't run out. But here we are, and I'm just gonna roll with it. I have Dove laying around somewhere.
Yeah,
It's
what a
pretty. Yeah.
great color. I would have probably picked up like red and gone, yep, that was what happened. So here's a red stripe on the finish line there,
Little
but
pop of color,
yeah.
yeah. I think this might be for somebody, so maybe I wanted it to look,
Yeah.
professionally handmade.
Totally.
All right, you guys, well, let's jump into our episode topic. We're talking about comics tonight. I have to tell you guys, this was a hard one. I had to really dig deep in the brain because I haven't seen a real newspaper or a comic in a long time. But Kathy, do you want to talk a little bit about like I don't know how this topic came to be.
Backstory. So
Yeah.
yeah, happy to give a backstory. I love a backstory. So here in our house, we read the comics every day. We get our newspapers digitally now, which I have to say it's great. Environmentally, it's wonderful. I do miss the tactile newspaper, and especially Ed and I, we read our local paper, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and it has the sections, and I just find that I'm just going to say, this is going to sound really dorky, but I find that sharing sections of the newspaper with your husband enhances your relationship. I just got to tell you, we did it for like 30 years and, you know, it'd be like, he had the sports section, I had the life section, whatever. But anyway, but we both do read the comics, and we've actually, now that we're both retired, we have started to find that that's something we like to talk about. You know, news can be hard. News is very hard. But yet newspapers give you an opportunity to find some other things. So, you know, I don't know what other people talk about, but Ed and I talk about baseball and comics. That's what we talk about. So I just wanted to know, does, you know, what are you guys doing, and kind of brush up, because again, we're generationally different here, and the world has changed and comics have changed. So here we go.
All right. Wonderful. Well, Nat, do you read comics? Do you guys get a newspaper, or like have a subscription where you would maybe see some comics?
So I have an Inquirer subscription online. And the reason I do, I'll admit this, I didn't do it on purpose. I needed to read an article and I never canceled it. So I just have it. And I've never canceled it because I do read it every day on the train. That's what I do. I also love The Donut, which we've talked about. Stephanie actually recommended to us on this podcast a long time ago. And I have read that every single day since. I love, love, love that newsletter.
Yeah.
But I'm not a huge comic person. I usually skip over the comics just because I think I have such a short amount of time to like get all the information in from the news. I will say though, I love your point, Kathy, about sharing it with your husband. And I think our thing is the New York Times games. That's what we like will do together. And it's like my thing with Chris. We like, we'll do them together. It's like that moment where you're like, oh, look at that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my comic is the New York Times crossword puzzle games.
Well, I think that that just shows us how our world is moving forward. And there are still things out there that we could both be on the same page at the same time and not have any, you know, it's we're talking. So Ed and I do talk about Wordle. We play Wordle and we do talk about Wordle every day. We don't miss it. And it's fun. It really is
fun. Yeah.
So I kind of already answered it, but yes, I do read the comics. I read them every day. I don't read all of them, but I do like the comics. And I know sometimes I don't know where I want to start in the newspaper, with the front page or the back page, which brings me closer to the comics and the sports. But start with the back page once in a while. It's kind of fun to turn the pages the other direction and go, oh, well, I ran out of time. I can't read the front page. Oh, well.
So, I've never done that. I need to try that.
Oh, yeah.
Go that sounds for it. Fun.
Yeah.
That's great. Right.
Brianna, how about you?
I don't have a newspaper subscription, or we don't get a paper. I tried so hard. We signed up to get like a weekly paper delivered, like a paper. And I paid for 6 months and I never got a single paper. And no one had any idea like how to fix the situation. So unfortunately I canceled my subscription. But I do read some like funny stuff. I don't know, when I think of comics, when we're talking about like newspapers or just like anything comic related, I think of memes in this day and age, and like, you know, in the last 20 years. So like anything on the internet that's funny, I would consider a comic. But yeah, I'm not like super, like I don't go looking for them. I will say though, if I got my hands on a newspaper, the comic section is the first thing I would turn to. Forget the first page, forget all of the middle. I want to read the comics first, get in a good mood, maybe do a little judging on the strips. Like, you know, this one's the best, this one's not so hot. But yeah, if I was gonna pick up a newspaper, comics would totally be first.
Yeah. But that's an interesting thing that you just mentioned, Brianna. And this is sort of the generational thing and how our world moves forward and things change. Memes really are probably today's cartoons. For comics for a more current generation, mm-hmm. those of us who didn't grow up was really relying, not having, well, first of all, we didn't have the devices or the digital. So we did rely on that newspaper, but now that's where it is. So yeah. Everybody who's listening to this, that's in my age group, we need to start paying attention to memes.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you find them? Just
on social media.
Social media.
There are like different websites that are like meme focused. But I feel like for like an adult crowd, definitely Facebook and Instagram. You see them every day as you scroll. I just think it's really interesting that all of us are like very digital. Like we don't often touch paper for our comics.
Yeah.
So I think I might have mentioned this, but I did like a really deep dive into, again, I haven't really done comics. I haven't really seen a newspaper in a long time. So I had to like dig deep into the back of my brain of like when the last time I picked up a newspaper was, and like what comic strips are in newspapers or were in newspapers when I was reading it. My fondest childhood memories involve Silly Putty and a newspaper. I think Natalie can agree, Kathy. But I like pulled this like little vision of a newspaper out of my brain. And I remember I was very young. I mean, this was like in the early 90s that this happened. But there was a comic strip that was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like, they had newspaper comic strips. And I remember some of them. I tried to look online and see if I could find any. All of them have been, like, decommissioned. Like, you can't find one. There are no websites that have them. I guess it's not public domain. Everything's super private. But I saw, like, little, like pictures and snippets of the comic strips online, and I was like, oh my gosh, I totally remember this. I totally remember in a paper newspaper with my Silly Putty laughing at Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And with your Silly Putty, am I correct that what we would do is kind of stretch it out and then rub it, you know, flatten it down on top of the thing that we wanted, and then lift it up and it was on there.
Yeah, it was like the ink transferred into the Silly Putty.
It was so cool.
What else are you going to do after that, though? Like, I've always tried to, like, transfer the Silly Putty ink onto something else, and it never really worked, but it was so much fun to do the transfer from paper onto putty.
And wouldn't we stretch the putty to kind of make their face look longer or their fit, whatever? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
I did that too.
Yeah. It was definitely like a childhood memory blast for me.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
So how about like, if you can think of something, whether it's a comic or just like, you know, a funny thing that you follow, do you have a favorite? Is there one that you enjoy?
So growing up, I think the one that I did my Silly Putty on the most, and I vividly remember the day that I figured out the Silly Putty thing. Someone showed me. It was a whole event for me. I was very, very excited about this. I got Silly Putty in my Easter basket. I remember it was Easter. And my dad showed me how to do it. And I was just floored that it worked that way. In the time of technology, that's all it took. I just needed to know that that could happen.
Yeah.
But I remember Garfield being one that I was constantly trying to do. I think because I just knew it more than the rest of them. Like, I was more familiar with that because I think around the time we were younger, like around that age, they had a movie come out, like a Garfield movie. So I think I was very familiar with that. So that was kind of the one I would gravitate towards the most. And I'm not super familiar with a ton of the newer ones or the constant ones that have been around for a long time, but I guess Garfield.
Yeah. That's a good one. I forgot about Garfield.
Yeah, when you start to, we're all going to go out and buy newspapers and Silly Putty tomorrow. Let me just tell you, I think that's going to be on my, I'm doing errands tomorrow, and I think that's what I'm going to go do. And then share that with my neighbors. They'll get a kick out of that. Like, but I got to go buy the newspaper too, but that's okay. Fine. Okay. So I've gone through phases, but right now I read about 5 of them. My current favorite one is Pickles. And Pickles, so Pickles is Ed and Kathy. It's a couple our age, maybe a little bit older. She knits, and it's just how older people interact with each other, and just some of the things make you laugh. They make you laugh, and then you realize that you're actually just laughing at yourself because you've done it. You go, oh my gosh. So I really like Pickles a lot. But in my working days, because I think you almost get a little bit of a relationship with your comic strip. Like you just every day need to have that next installment of what's that old couple going to do today? There was in my early working days, there's a comic strip, Kathy, and it was spelled just like my name, C-A-T-H-Y. And she was about the same age as me and just all of her different antics. She wasn't that she was so funny, but she just made you laugh at yourself because typically you had done the things she did. So for me, my favorite right now is Pickles. And I will tell you that Ed's favorite right now is Dennis the Menace. And it's so relatable because of our neighbors across the street. Ed sees Dennis and thinks of himself as Mr. Wilson, the neighbor. Totally fun. So I think some of the comic strip fun of who you follow is because it's relatable or it's a memory.
Yeah, definitely. That's really funny because I was going to say Dennis the Menace is one that I remember, and I actually see it a lot, like online and stuff too. That's great. I love that we have different ones. I can't really like recall too many. Like I've seen a lot of Calvin and Hobbes. Like they were always funny. Kathy, I love Pickles. I see them a lot. I'm gonna go like off newspaper comic though. I have to tell you guys, I don't know if you've ever heard of this. This is very like dark humor, new age comic. Maybe not new age, maybe in the last 25 years they've been around, 20 years they've been around. It's called Cyanide and Happiness. They have a whole website. They put out a little comic strip every day. Again, it's very dark. A lot of it is a little bit, I don't know, maybe not for everybody. A little bit vulgar, I would say. But I like the dark humor. I think they're funny. Some of them are not funny though. Like, I don't know, you know, if you read the comics that you read and like generally enjoy them, and there's always one that's like, oh my gosh, like that's not funny at all. Definitely Cyanide and Happiness is one of those comics, but I didn't even realize that they were still putting out like daily comic strips. And you can go on their website and go like all the way back to the very beginning and see all of them that they've made. They actually, because everything's online, they started making them when they first started this in Microsoft Paint. Like that's how badly made the comic was in the beginning. It still kind of looks like that. I'm sure they use a different design program now, but I'm like, do you remember trying to use Paint on the computer? Everything looked terrible, and the first ones of this looked terrible. But I enjoy that.
Well, I think that's what makes it fun, is there's something for everyone. So
yeah,
not all of the comics are funny. Some of them are suspense. I think Dick Tracy might have had a strip for a while. I was trying to remember, there was one that I would read, and it was almost like a little bit of a Peyton Place, and it was right in the regular comics, but it was just, and you, every day you needed to really keep up with it, because if you missed a day, you might've missed something you needed to know for the next day.
Yeah. It's kind of like a lot of them are stories.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're not all funny. Just thinking back to Calvin and Hobbes, they didn't end on a funny note at all. It's very, like a lot of it is like real life learning. There's always, you know, some sort of a theme there.
Yeah, it's interesting. And would this also, so when we were kids, and I think they're still out there, but we did comic books. Like that was a big deal to go to the store and get a comic book, which for me, it was typically Archie. And I guess what we would call those nowadays is graphic, not graphic novels, but isn't there a whole thing of graphic where we're inspiring readers because there is that illustration that goes with the story and the bubble, you know, of their dialogue?
Yeah, they're totally graphic novels. Sometimes graphic novellas, because they tend to be a little shorter. But yeah, there's still a huge market for that stuff. And even the like regular, you know, comic book comics, people love that stuff still. I mean, Marvel and DC, they are all comics.
That's right. Yeah, all the superheroes.
Mm-hmm. There was a shop in Prospect Park on McDade, I think, for a long time. I don't know if it's still there, but I know that there was a comic book store.
Yeah.
Comic Universe or something. Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Yeah.
Now that you mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah, there's one or two around where we are that like buy and resell comics and graphic novels. You can get that stuff at your local library. They have a whole section dedicated to it.
Yeah. And too, what's cool is a lot of like popular series will do not necessarily comic book versions, but like graphic novels, like Harry Potter. I guess you could call them illustrated versions, but like it's similar. Like there's the Harry Potter illustrated editions. Those are all really cool. But like that kind of thing is happening a lot too.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And I have a true confessions. Well, you know this already. I am not a very good reader. I'm trying. I'm working harder on it. But I read the first Harry Potter book. I think I got into the second one and just, I got lost in it because the volume of characters and just everything. And, but the movies were a big help, but to see it in an illustrated form, like almost like a comic presentation, because then you're able to connect that storyline with a face and a, you know, a whole thing. Interesting.
Yeah. Yes. That it definitely exists now, which is great.
And, you know, you guys, this just stirred my memory. This wasn't part of our conversation tonight, but now that we're talking about it, I have a nephew who is 51, 50, maybe he's 53 now. And he was and still continues to be an avid comic book collector for the investment part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, huge resale business. I feel like in my brain, it's similar to collecting sports cards. I don't know why. But like it's kind of that thing that like used to be such a childhood activity. And now I feel like it is a very much so either resale activity or it's like aged with the people who loved it. Like it's still so beloved and it's in new formats for younger generations to enjoy too. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Nice. Neat.
Yeah. I think we kind of covered my other question is like why read comics? We definitely talked about that. I mean, there's obviously for like lighthearted funny, to be able to talk to somebody else about them. Yeah. That's always really cool. And I think there's always something that you can gain from reading, whether it's like, you know, a symbolism or like something that you can relate to or something that like, you know, makes you go, oh wow. Yeah. I think all of that.
Yeah. Definitely inspires people to read, I think, too. If you aren't a great, like if you open a book at the page, just something there's way too many words. You throw in some illustrations. Wow, all of a sudden you're like, this is fun. I can do this.
Yeah.
I can't see the book. They turn the page and there's an illustration. Gosh, so excited.
I'm just looking at the stack of books I have on my desk, like reading books. I'm like, oh man, I wish they were in photos or drawings.
When you guys read, question, this is kind of a highly debated topic. There's like two types of people. Do you see the words or do you see visuals? I see pictures when I read.
Hi, Brianna.
Like as you're reading?
Yeah, like it's like a movie in my head. That's how it is when I read.
Yeah, I would say the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some people just hear, like see the words.
Yeah.
You don't have the visual, which is so interesting.
Yeah.
I'm also that I can see, I'm almost like, I can see the picture developing and yeah, definitely. And I think that's why I'm a slow reader for many reasons, but I think that's one of the things, because I do stop and pause and try to imagine in my mind, what does Nancy Drew's suit look like today? What does Nancy Drew's breakfast look like today? You know, so yeah.
I love that you're reading Nancy Drew. That makes me
so feel
like I need to read Nancy Drew. I need to do it right now.
Well, join me. I would love to have other people reading Nancy Drew with me. And again, you know, it's just one, which we didn't mean to talk Nancy Drew tonight, but it's just, I read one chapter a day. And what I'm realizing is those Nancy Drew books were amazing. Every book is based on 20 chapters and 180 pages. Isn't that interesting?
Know that.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. Sure. They all look like the same size.
Yes. And so you can pick it up and realize that I'm going to read a chapter and you have an idea. It's going to be anywhere from 8 to 12 pages, probably on average, and how that affected. Now it's, there's something more in Nancy Drew than that author was Carolyn Keene, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting. Ahead of her time.
There's a lot of thought that goes into the planning of that too. Like, having to fit the story in that certain amount of pages and having to break it down into that many chapters and all make it all make sense and come together.
Yep.
I feel like that was my like comics growing up. Nancy Drew, Junie B. Jones, like a huge one when I was young. I loved Junie B. Jones. And they were chapter books, but they had like little illustrations every so often. Mm-hmm. They felt more comic-y. It was a lot of fun. I need to go back and read some of these.
It's just such light reading, a chapter book with some illustrations. Oh, it's a great way to start the day.
That's so much fun. Well, is there anything else we want to share about comics, funnies, anything like that?
No, find a reason to laugh every day.
Yeah, I love that. I think we pretty much covered it all. Go ahead and find a comic and laugh.
Yeah.
And get silly putty too.
Yes. Oh, silly yeah. Putty. Grab silly putty. Grab a newspaper. All right. So should we move into what our favorite thing is this week to shout out?
Yes. My favorite thing this week is disinfectant. We are potty training our dogs. So that has been my favorite thing this week.
Nice.
Yeah.
That and your spin mop, right?
And my spin mop. Yeah. With disinfectant in it. You know?
Oh, I had that on the other side too. So my favorite thing this weekend, it might have been my favorite thing the last time we recorded, it's Nancy Drew. I just gotta say, I cannot tell you, well, I think you can hear it, how much fun it has been to read a chapter a day of Nancy Drew. And I am so inspired by her outfits. I just love it. So Nancy Drew is my favorite thing this week.
Have you ever seen the movie with, who was in it? I can't remember. It came out when I was young, but the outfits, I just remember loving the outfits.
About the outfits. I know. I did not watch any of the Nancy Drew, because didn't we say that there was a series too?
I think there was. I think there was a series and they made like a movie. It was like a 2-hour thing.
Yeah. I neither one. But I think right now I'm just kind of keeping her in my head. I'm just like, just imagining what that blue double-breasted suit looked like that today and everything. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's so much fun. And my favorite thing this week is a Soda Stream.
Yay!
I didn't get it myself. My sister-in-law didn't want it anymore and asked me if I wanted it. And it's been on my wish list. And I was like, absolutely. I've had so many bottles of these seltzers in the last 2 days. I'm so excited. And just like, she gave us like the mix to like make flavored stuff. John's been really into the bubbly seltzer, and there was two of those, and he really likes that. But I don't really like that stuff, doesn't matter to me. I just put a little bit of lemon juice in with the water itself and then carbonate it in the Soda Stream, and it's like the perfect beverage that's not water. It's so good.
It's all about that little bit of carbonation, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
icy water.
It's nice that to have something different. Like I drink water, like plain old water all day long, and sometimes like a coffee, sometimes a tea, but sometimes I just want a little bit like extra fun, and this is perfect.
Oh.
Yeah, and you don't have to feel bad about it. Like there's not sugar in the, you know what I mean? Like you don't have to
Yeah.
worry about anything.
It's fun water.
It's fun, spicy water.
Spicy water, yes. All right, you guys. Well, what's for dinner tonight? I know, Nat, you kind of talked about it, but what officially is for dinner?
Well, it's ready now. It's sitting and just getting all the good. You know, like sometimes when you let it sit for a few minutes, it gets really nice. We're doing this orzo with chicken and lemon bake thing with asparagus on the side. And it's all ready. So we'll be eating shortly. But it was a big day for me because I burnt my hands cooking chicken in a skillet like maybe 5 years ago. Really badly. Like it's, I still have scars. And I've never done it again, ever. Until today, I cooked chicken in a skillet for the first time today and everything was fine. So,
Nice.
hello, you guys.
All right.
You know, Natalie, I remember that. I remember
Yeah,
that
me
you
too.
were
Nope.
bandaged for a while. Good for you. Back in the skillet cooking. So
Got
for
it.
us tonight, actually, I'm eating the same dinner hour you are tonight, Natalie. I did cast iron skillet chicken with carrots, which I love. And then you cook the carrots right in with the chicken after you brown the chicken, and then a side of noodles. So yeah, chicken, carrot, and noodles.
That sounds great. And I was in the city the other day and stopped by my favorite bakery on the way home. And they have pre-made like sandwiches and things. And so in my fridge right now is a vegan cheesesteak that I know is delicious. I've had it before. I'm very excited to reheat it and eat it for dinner later.
That sounds fab. What's the meat, if you don't mind me
It's a
asking?
seitan.
Okay, awesome.
So it's like really, it's probably the closest thing to a real cheesesteak that you
Yeah.
can get that's vegetarian. And then they like, mix a vegan cheese whiz in there with some mushrooms and onions. It's really
Oh.
good. And the roll they use is fantastic. I don't know if it's like Amoroso or Lucio, but it's delicious.
That sounds incredible. I'm
Yeah.
excited for you.
Well, John's not home, so I'm like, ooh, I get to have special dinner.
Girl dinner.
All right, you guys. Well, any news and updates for this week?
Well, from Roots, just last chance to sign up for a lot of our May classes. If you're thinking about it and you've been thinking about it, hop over there now because we're going to start pulling things down as we get a little bit closer to the start date. We start on Wednesday, actually, is our first session. So we're ready to kick this calendar off. We've got a lot of fun things on there and it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, and I just we had a last minute sign up for Wednesday's class, so it's still out there and open if you want to join us.
Woohoo!
We'll jump in on May 1st. Wow, that's great. Your rolling calendar, how you guys do that so that you keep them open as long as you possibly can for us to join in. It's so cool. So I would just want to remind listeners that if you haven't signed up for a class yet for the summer, go there because you can still get classes. So it's
Yes.
great. Sometimes you have to know what's happening to go. I can do it. I can do it.
Yeah.
Other Roots news, are we good?
Yeah,
No.
what about you, Kathy? Any news?
So, only news here is what should we do next week? What should we talk about? So, as long as we can do this next week, our next topic is going to be what would you grab and go with if your house was on fire or you had to evacuate and you had to evacuate fast? What is it that you are going to grab and go? Top three things.
I'm boxed into three. I'm so excited for this
Yeah, oh
topic.
my gosh.
Boxed into three, yeah.
Okay, three things. All
Because
right.
you got to be realistic on really what you could possibly do. And then, maybe we'll inspire ourselves to say, I need to put that in a very safe place or know where that is. So, all
Yeah.
right, that's our topic.
Love
All right.
it.
Sounds great. All right, you guys. Well, we wonder, are you listening? Please add a review to where you listen to KSL. Share us on Facebook and Instagram, and that way we know you're listening and we're making a difference. We'd also love to hear from you and invite you to join us as a guest on a future podcast, Or we do usually post a Q&A or a poll on each episode. So if you see those, answer them because we get those answers and usually they're about the next week's podcast, so we can share them on the pod without you having to talk live with us, even though that would be really fun. And you can email Kathy or Natalie and myself if you would like to join us or answer those questions. And our emails are in the show notes. So hopefully you finished your project, your drink, or your walk by now because it's time for us to bind off. Thanks for listening.